What's your name, please?
Randy Scott Bailey.
Thank you. Could you please state your ABC number for the record?
048123.
Thank you, sir. I'm here appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 412B parole, which is a parole to a consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, is what you're being considered for today. And it looks like you will become eligible for these in July, on July 11th. So whatever happens today, if you were to be granted that parole to the consecutive sentence, it wouldn't take effect until July 11th. Just so you know that. They generally, on the first time parole, they schedule us way in advance for some reason. I'm not sure why. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so my left, at the other end from me, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing.
All right.
Start with a brief summary. And I'll ask you to correct me if I've got anything wrong here. You're 60 years old now, sir? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your sentencing is a little complicated, but I will take a stab at it. Right now you're serving 25 years to life, and you've got four concurrent armed robbery sentences. Is that the way you understand it?
Yes.
Okay, so you're serving all of those concurrently, and you've already expired two kidnaps that were 15 years each and an aggravated assault that was 12 years. So those are expired. Okay, and then consecutive to this, it looks like you have an armed robbery and a kidnap, but those may be running concurrent to each other. It's a little complicated.
It's two armed robbery, it's bank robberies.
Yes.
It's two tellers in one bank. And there's not a kidnap in that one.
Oh, there's not.
It's
okay.
Just, no, it's just two bank robberies.
Okay.
There was one on each teller.
Okay.
And I filed a clemency January 1st, trying to get them put together with this because of the state v. Gallus petition under the difference between the old code and the new code.
Right.
And so I thought you were going to hear that today too, the clemency petition, because in state v. Gallus, they said the legislative intent in a 1994 change was that them sentences be flat time sentences served at the presumptive versus the life sentence under the 13604.02a policy that was previous.
Okay, well, this particular hearing is a parole hearing, and if that was a commutation, probably application, that would be in a different hearing. So we may be seeing you on that one at some point in the near future. It'll just be a different day. So,
all right.
So we'll do that. Then I also see that you have another consecutive, is that correct? Another consecutive kidnap for 10 years?
Yes, two of them.
Okay, gotcha.
That was for the trouble I got in 2000 in here.
Right. And that was the ACI incident?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and looking at your criminal history, it looks like your criminal history started in about 81, maybe. Was it in Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay, and you had some trouble there, and then in 85 in Idaho, you also had a kidnapping and weapons and aggravated assault charge, and you served some prison time for that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
10 years on.
10 years there, okay. And then we also had a prison term here. Let me look at that. I guess that would be the instant offenses. There's no prior. Okay. All right, sir. Your discipline history has been, you know, on the edge of remarkable, because you've only gotten two majors in all this time. You've been here a long time, and to have that few major is really commendable, sir. We see many that are much, much worse, as you probably know.
I do.
Yes.
I can say that since 2000, when I got in trouble there, I had my meltdown. I've dedicated myself to trying to get my life together and look big picture and try to think about what I was doing. And so you'll see my work history where since about 2012, when I came to Maury Unit, I was allowed to get a job as a CO3 porter, and then I've worked into where I've been a blind door other aid, which is actually a programs aid, and right now I'm working in WIC. And I also have two substance abuse classes that I peer facilitate, and I assist the CO3s on Maury Unit with doing cognitive thinking and other classes. My boss lets me have time off to do them classes. And so I've really dedicated myself to trying to spend more time and get these kids to understand why they should get their life together in here so they'll stay out. Because basically, I accept responsibility. I flushed my life in a toilet years ago. And so if I can help some of these kids not do it, it's like I took 800 kids to raise for some reason. That's how many some more unit.
So you've adopted them all, have you? Okay.
Well, in a manner of speaking, so I try to put myself in a position where I can be an example and not a bad example.
Okay, so.
An influence and not a bad influence. So I don't give any tickets.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I see. You had one in 2012, which was a minor.
ID clip.
Oh, that was an ID clip. Okay, I was going to ask you about that. And then the last one that was the major before that was in 06, and that was possession and manufacturing of a weapon. Do you remember what that was about?
That wasn't a weapon, actually. It was a handcuff key, and it was during the... there was a racial war with the Border Brothers and whites, and as it turned out, I was in Central Unit at the time, and when they would screw up on their yard that was separate from the rest of the state, they put them there. And during that war, we were continually having interactions where you need to defend yourself. And I did not have a weapon at the time. If you look at my record, I've stayed clear most of that crap.
Yeah.
But I had the handcuff key, so I could slip my cuffs and defend myself. And I'm not justifying that. I'm accepting that it was wrong. And I'm just letting you know that that's exactly what that ticket was about.
Okay. All right. So, sir, in all your time, it looks like there's a little bit of a record of possible involvement in prison politics.
Yes, ma'am. And anybody that does much time in Arizona, you have influence. And you have to exercise your influence at time to get these kids to listen. Face it, the public puts them in here because they won't follow the rules. And DOC gives them tickets because they won't follow the rules. But if they don't follow our rules, sometimes somebody needs to cuff them upside the head and tell them, look, I'm not going to war because of you. I'm not going to be at war with this other race because some guy wants his bad behavior to reflect on us all. And so I'll be honest with you, I've had my time doing that, and I'm not currently chasing the chickens, is what I call it in here.
Okay.
But I've had my time doing that, and I think if you look at my record, I didn't lifelight anybody or any, I try to be a good example. But sometimes the only way these guys will listen is if somebody gives them a good crack upside their head.
Understood. Okay. Let's see. We do have two letters of support for you, sir, and they're from both from correctional officers.
Yes. Two of the CO3s I work for.
Yeah, that must have seen your work or...
I do programs with them and have and worked for them both, and they're really good officers, and currently I work in WIP, so I work for a CO3 Sanchez, but I've worked for most of the CO3s on more units since 2013.
Okay. All right, and we don't have any supporters here today for you, Serna. Since it's your first hearing, I'm not sure if you were aware that you could have family come and, or supporters, friends, whoever come and be here in person and speak for you, or they be on the telephone if you know family are far away. Do you have a family, sir, or friends?
I have a sister that would have liked to attend, but I didn't find out the exact date of the hearing until yesterday.
Well, that's the other problem, yeah. So, but she's also welcome to write letters and send those into the board, and then that'll be put in your file, so next time we have a hearing, we'll have her letter of support. And that would be in case we don't find out until, close to the date that she can't make arrangements. Is she local or is she far away, sir?
Yes. She lives right here in Waddell, Arizona.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
She's not too far from Maury. She has a little ranch out there.
Okay. And any other family or friends local? Or?
Most of them still back in Idaho.
Okay. That's why I said people could also call in. We could get them on the phone. And they could participate that way, too, just for your future knowledge, so you're aware of that. It looks like you've done some programming, but it sounds like you helped to facilitate programming. Did you get your GED? Did you finish it in prison?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you got your GED.
I've got a couple of college credits.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. What courses? What kind of courses?
Political research, writing, and sociology.
Okay, so you're interested in those kind of things. And then you've also either taken or facilitated Thinking for Change a couple times?
Yes.
Okay. Any substance abuse treatment classes or anything like that? Or?
Yes, AA and NA, and I peer facilitate two substance abuse classes right now.
And had drugs been a problem for you in the past or not? I don't see it in your record in particular.
No, I've never had a dirty UA in my 35 years.
Okay.
I'm not chemical dependent. Yeah. My vices were weed and alcohol when I did have vices, and I put that out of my life because I just don't have time for it.
Okay, sir. All right. Well, we haven't really talked about the crime, and I just made myself a note that this, and you mentioned earlier, this is a bank robbery. What happened? Why did you come to commit that crime? What happened? What was going on in your life?
Basically it starts from a group I was running around with. We were kind of, we set ourselves at odds with the government, and it was a more political statement than anything, and then we started robbing banks, and one thing led to another, but I don't justify it. If I waited a few years and not flushed my life in the toilet, I could have politically vented in a lot better ways. The internet came to be, and I could have to say that it was much more motivating. I don't have a problem with the country. I just feel like our government's a bit out of control.
So you weren't robbing the banks for the money, in other words. You were doing
it. Well, I was, but it wasn't for my own purposes. Most of the money, there was some of it that I spent, obviously. But generally what I did with the money was send it up to this group that I was with, and they re-divvied it up amongst people up back home, and we bought a couple of places and did different things with it.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Mr. Quinones has a question.
Thank you. Mr. Bailey? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Just a quick follow-up. So you were robbing banks to fund an organization, or I think that was kind of vague.
Yes, I was part of the Silent Brotherhood, the order back in the day.
And what was the motivation of the group? And I'm curious. This hearing is about bank robbery and whether to consider parole to an
FDIC on the bank, federally insured. And we went to war with our government because of my rate of things, but part of it At the time, I was hooked up with the Aryan Nations Church of Jesus Christ Christians in Hayden Lake, Idaho.
I wondered about that because of the Idaho connection. And again, that's not what we're here for, but...
I understand that. And
I have some history with criminal intelligence, and I'm like, oh... So I was just kind of curious. And so where do you arrive now? I mean, do you still have, I mean, you're entitled to your opinions and feelings, but where are you at now in terms of your...
I'm still a separatist, but I've grown up and matured, and I look at things totally different. Well, I don't hate anybody. Everybody assumes that we're naturally a supremacist or somehow feel... I think we need all races of people. I choose to raise white kids with white kids, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to hate anybody or dislike. Some of my best friends are Mexicans, Chiefs, Blacks, and I think we all are in it together. I just think the competition between races is what we're meant to do in life. And since I've grown and matured, I found that people will accept my racial beliefs if I come out there and step the right foot forward and don't try to put it in their face and hate on them in any kind of way, but allow them to have their beliefs and I have mine and say what I do. But I'm not hooked up with any organizations anymore, and I'm not part of the... I feel like most of them are a problem.
Well, I certainly won't get into any arguments with you about your personal feelings. I do appreciate that you've taken the step towards respectful dialogue, and I think that that's important, period. But thank you for being so honest with me. Thank you, Mr. Bailey.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Neal, any questions for Mr. Bailey? Okay, sir, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else that you have thought of while we're talking that you'd like the board to consider, sir.
I would like the board to understand that, well, I started on this course on my life. I was young and naive and accepted ways that I learned are counterintuitive to any orderly society. I expect nobody should accept and tolerate that behavior. So whatever you do today, I'll do, and I'm intending fully to keep programming and doing what I do. And if you grant or don't grant, whatever it is, if it gives me a light at the end of the tunnel, that's fine. And if it doesn't, I'm content to live out, because I believe the sum total of my deeds are reflected back upon me in my fame. And so I've caused myself in this situation, and I accept responsibility for that. I'll leave it to you people to decide what's right or wrong from your belief system.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bailey. The board will go into discussion, and we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So the three of us have not talked about your case. We've each looked at it individually, and now is our opportunity to talk about it together. So we just ask that you remain on the phone, just listen to the discussion, and remain silent. We'll be back with you with the decision, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Bailey is certainly a very interesting man, and I am interested by his beliefs, and I think he has been very respectful, and he is respectful in the way he presents his beliefs to others. He certainly acknowledges that what he did back at the time was not the right thing to do, and as he said, if he had waited just a few more years, he probably wouldn't have done that. He would have chosen the internet or some other platform to express his beliefs. He has quite a series of future consecutive sentences coming here, and based on his behavior, his prison behavior, the respect he spoke with today, I could see granting parole to a consecutive sentence, knowing that he's got several of those hurdles to cross still. Given his age at this point, and given his behavior and the fact that he's got recommendations from people he works with, I could see granting that. But I will start the discussion there. Mr. Canonis.
I think you've summed it up quite well, and I agree with you.
Okay. Mr. Hale?
I agree.
Okay, then I'm going to make a motion that we grant 412B, at least I grant it will be 412B to a consecutive sentence, and that we deny absolute discharge. So I'll mark it that way. To Mr. Bailey. And that's my motion.
Second.
Second to Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. And let's look at conditions. Continuing to abide by institutional rules, partake in available programming, and refrain from disciplinary infractions. Okay, Mr. Bailey, back to you. The board has voted to grant parole to your next sentence. We appreciate your respect and your philosophy, and want you to keep doing what you're doing, staying out of trouble, and helping. I appreciate what you said about kind of mentoring the kids that are coming behind, because you know, once we get to this age, that's kind of what we're expected to do. So thank you very much for participating in your hearing, sir. And do you have any questions or?
No, that'll be fine.
Otherwise, just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see you again down the roads at some point, sir.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
If you just lay the phone down rather than hang it up, and let the CO3 know that you're finished, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.